In studio with me this morning, Peter Bradley Adams. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back.
We're glad to be here.
Well, we were just talking. You had to remind me that you brought Alice Peacock with you last time.
Right.
And she played some songs, and she helped you with some background vocals as well?
Yeah, we had a sort of a co-bill tour we were on, so we were doing some radio stuff together, too. It was fun.
And you're back here, and you got a brand new album called Leave Taking, and this is kind of an interesting way you guys have been releasing this album. You've been kind of, you put it out on the web for a while for people to kind of listen to. Tell us a little bit about how you've been releasing this album.
Well, it's on a little label out of Seattle called Seraphim Records, and they've been great. We gave a track away free for probably about a month before the thing was released. I think that's what you're talking about.
Right.
It's been going well. I mean, it's only been out a few weeks, and so far it's going well.
Well, and you've also been, you know, during that time, I guess folks have been talking to different distributors, so you're going to, when the CD's in stores today?
Oh, no, it's been out for a few weeks.
Oh,
it's just,
okay.
I think it's kind of it's catching up to some stores, but it's distributed by Universal Fontana.
Okay.
And I think it's been in the Sim stores, the indie stores, and it's going to be, Barnes & Noble's going to be carrying it, I think, starting next week or something.
Well, that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
To have a distribution through a big store like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remind people a bit about, most people, I think, probably associate you with the duo that you had several years ago, East Mountain South, and that was based in L.A.
Right.
And had a debut album, sold 500,000 records,
oh,
at
no,
least?
Oh, no.
A gajillion?
There's something like 68,000, I think.
Still respectable.
I mean, maybe there's more. Yeah, it's respectable.
So where, and then you've moved on, and you've, this is your second full solo
right,
album?
Right. The first one, Gather Up, I made out in L.A. And this one, after that, I moved to Nashville and made this new one with the guy sitting to my right, Lex Price.
Okay.
And it was all recorded in Nashville with all Nashville peeps, and yeah.
I think the last time you were here, you had just moved there.
I think
or
so,
within
yeah.
months
yeah,
or
I was about
not
to.
Days
yeah,
but
I,
months
I
certainly
just moved there, yeah.
And how's Nashville?
It's amazing. It's very different from LA, and I'm from Alabama, so it's much closer to my home and my family. The musicianship there is pretty astonishing, and the writing, and it's a little overwhelming but great place to be.
Well, excellent. Peter Bradley Adams is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. He will be at the Gravity Lounge tonight, and he's got with him Lex Smith and Claire. Claire, I'm sure, has a last name.
Yeah, it's Lex Price.
Lex Price, okay.
On the tenor acoustic guitar, and Claire Small.
Okay, same, that's why I got the same. Small and the Price
yeah,
together.
That's close.
How about if you play for us
a
tune?
We're going to start out with a song that was actually not on the record. It's a little early for us. This is going to kind of ease us into the morning here. It's a song called I Cannot Settle Down.
Friends lost along the way,
I hope they have no ill words to say, cause I have cried so many tears, leaving behind precious hearts throughout the years. Cause you see, I cannot settle down, there's just too much left unfound. And I keep drifting like a cloud on the wind, on the wind. Traveling on to find a place where I belong. And if I travel till the day I die, I'll make my home somewhere far beyond the sky. Cause you see, I cannot settle down, there's just too much left unfound. I keep drifting like a cloud on the wind, on the wind. Yeah, you see, I cannot settle down, there's just too much left unfound. I keep drifting like a cloud on the wind, on the wind, on the wind, on the wind.
WNRN, my guest this morning is Peter Bradley Adams. He's going to be playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. Robin Wynn is going to be there as well. And this morning, Peter has Lex Price and Claire Small with him. And you guys are sounding pretty fantastic for 9 a.m. Tell us how you met these fine folks that you're traveling with this morning.
Well, I met Lex on a tour probably about a year before I moved to Nashville. And I just knew that I wanted to make this record with him. He was one of the reasons why I moved to Nashville.
Oh.
And Claire I met also. Well, actually, she was one of the first records I heard in Nashville. Was produced by a friend of mine named Joe McMahon, and he just gave me a couple of records just after I moved there, and hers was one of them. And I listened to it driving to Memphis one day, and fell in love with it. And then we met, and now she lives in Austin. She's a singer-songwriter in Austin, and I convinced her to come on tour with me for this run.
Well, excellent. So, Leave Taking, is this a thematic record, or is this one that, it centers on a particular song? It's a kind of interesting subject for an album.
Yeah, I mean, it's very loosely thematic. I wouldn't say it's... a lot of songs about leaving and loss, and loss. There's some love songs on there, too, but I think that something about that word just resonates with me in a strange longing kind of way, kind of old sort of longing kind of way that you hear in a lot of old folk songs. That some of the tunes on this record, I feel like I was trying to capture that in my own spin on it.
Well, have you been listening to, folk music as part of writing these songs?
I always have. I mean, always a lot of folk and a lot of pop at the same time, and rock. So it's sort of a mixture. I don't really know.
So what's in the CD player these days?
Well, let's see, or the iPod.
Or the iPod, even better.
I've been listening, I'm sure you know this band, that one guy, Bon Iver.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hear him in Nashville. It was pretty awesome. So that's the latest thing that's in there.
So, we've been playing Skinny Love. You got some other tracks to recommend to us?
Stacks. I think it's called Stacks. It's track number 9.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
We'll check it out. Peter Bradley Adams is my guest this morning. He's got some friends here with him, Lex and Claire. They're all going to be playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge at 7:30. That's when music starts. And you got another song for us?
Yeah, this one's called I'll Forget You.
WNRN, Peter Bradley Adams, along with Lex Price and Claire Small in the WNRN studios. They are playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. Music starts at 7:30. Local artist Robin Wynn will also be there as well. Glad to have Peter back in the WNRN studios. And we're talking about the new album, Leave Taking, that is out this month. I had a chance to kind of visit with this album over this past weekend. It's quiet.
It is. I'm going to make a lot of noise on the next one.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to tear it up. Yeah, there was actually some louder stuff on there that was left off. I cut it down to 9 songs. There was a few more that were mixed, but they just didn't want to be on there. So, left him off.
So I guess you already have material for, you know, the next release. If you
there's some stuff brewing, yeah.
Definitely. Well, do you have some songs that you've been, you know, maybe even 5 years ago wrote, and they just haven't found the right project to fit into yet?
Sometimes, or they haven't found the right chorus, or
oh, okay, they're just not even complete
or,
yet.
Yeah, first three just is really lame, and you got to fix it or something. I don't know. It's crazy. I feel like I always have songs that I'm wrestling to the ground at all times, just bugging me, not finished.
Well, do you have people who help you finish songs, or
I've done it a little bit, and I haven't gotten into the full-on Nashville co-writing thing, but I have done some co-writing, just a few.
Yeah. Folks. Well, is it interesting to talk to some people about, you know, this? I know the person who will help me finish the song. I have to get this song to them, and you know, hopefully it works out. But so tell us a little bit about your songwriting. I mean, when people talk about the Gather Up album, they talk a lot about your piano playing, and here you are playing a guitar. Do both instruments play into your songwriting, or do you seek out one instrument when you got this idea and the other for...
Yeah, I mean, I'm a piano player. That's really what I do, but I just end up writing a lot on the guitar, and I don't know why. I mean, also, I think partly it's if you're traveling around playing music, it just sounds better to be playing a guitar and not a digital keyboard. And, I don't know how it happened, but I am playing a little bit more guitar. I do have a keyboard with me, and it's part of the set, and there is piano on the record, but for some reason, at least this tour has been a little more guitar-centric.
Well, I think we talked about last time that you have a grand piano.
I do, yeah.
How'd that go moving that from L.A. to Nashville?
Well, it's got some nicks and dings in it, but, you know, you just... Yeah. It's been across country a couple of times,
and you know, does it wear well? I don't. I mean, I imagine if it's a grand piano, it's probably made pretty well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to. There's ways. There's very specific ways you move it. You have to strap it onto a piano board, and I would get piano movers to get it from where it's sitting to the truck, and then. So yeah, you can't just move it yourself.
Okay. That's a grand undertaking in more ways than one.
Right.
Peter Bradley Adams is my guest this morning, and I hope you could do one more before we take a quick break.
Okay. Skin. This is a song called Under My Skin. I wait to see her again.
Peter, is since you're such a fan of Claire, is she going to have a chance to do a couple songs tonight?
You know, that's a great idea. We do one of her songs, and maybe we'll do two tonight, or three. Why don't you just do the show? How about that?
Well, it's nice to have.
You should definitely check her out, clairesmall.com, C-L-A-I-R-E-S-M-A-L-L.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. Well, and does Lex have recordings as well?
He does. He has some beautiful instrumental stuff on his MySpace. MySpace.com/LexPrice. Is that right? MySpace.com/LexPrice.
Cool. Well, how about if we have one more from this beautiful new album from you, Peter, Leave Taking.
This is the first song from the record. It's called The Longer I Run.
My blood runs warm with an old red wine. I miss the life that I left behind. But when I hear the sound of the blackbird's cry, I know I left in the nick of time. This road I'm on's gonna turn to sin and leave me lost in a far off land. So let me ride the wind till I don't look back and forget the life that I almost had. If I wandered till I die, may I know. Selling my soul for a nickel and dime, breaking my heart to keep singing these rhymes, and losing again. The longer I run, and the less that I find. Selling my soul for a nickel and dime, breaking my heart to keep singing these rhymes, and losing again. My brother, please not to look for me. I ain't the man that I used to be. But if my savior comes, could you let him know I've gone away for to save my soul? If I wander till I die, may I know. find that the blessing I find, selling my soul for a nickel and dime, breaking my heart to keep singing these rhymes. I'm losing again, I'm losing. The longer I run, I'm losing again.
WNRN. Peter Bradley Adams, my guest this morning. Also, big thank you to Lex Price and Claire Small for coming in this morning and playing live as well. Good luck on this new album. It's really lovely.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that you came in and played some music for us this morning here on WNRN.
Thanks for having us.
As always, come back again when you come back to town.